Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood, and welcome back to another episode of the dopest dad life podcast out, the Fatherhood is Lit podcast. We are up to episode 61 of the podcast, and as you know, we would have never got this far without your support. So head on over to the review tab while you listen to this, five-star it up if you haven't done so already, drop a dope review, and remember to tell a friend to tell a friend. As Matt Schneider said in the last episode regarding dad groups, dads need dads. Tell your dads, tell your people that we are out here. Let them know that we're here to help them, to support them, to give them guidance, to provide resources, whatever we could do to make dad life the best life. Your comments, your questions, your DMs, all of that good stuff fuels us. It keeps me honest knowing that you are listening to hear the real side of fatherhood. Not that cute cookie cutter shit. Not that there's anything wrong with the cute shit. It puts smiles on our faces and picks us up when everything else is going bad. It's just that dad life isn't always cute. It's not staged. It's not an Instagram photo with perfect lighting. Dad life can get gritty. And to be honest, that's the part I love the most about it. There's no way to be perfect. There's no way to know it all. Our backs are against the wall every day as fathers, and we welcome it with open arms. The challenge of becoming the best dad we can be never stops. And when you care as we do, well, we get busy. And this week, I wanted to talk about something we all heard we can do to bless our kids. You hear people say it all the time. They tell us, kids mimic what they see, not what they are told. And fellas, they ain't lying. You really feel it when they mimic you in the worst way. And you start questioning whether you should put hands on them. Or better yet, smash their beloved phones. That moment, they pull a stunt just like you would have done. And it makes you say, damn, it's time to switch it up. Those moments come often and fast. Today, I wanted to take a few minutes to talk about leading by example, why it matters, and why dads like us care about doing so. There are so many reasons dads should lead by example, but today I want to cover two. The first one is being able to show your kids how to move in this world. We all know how brutal, but also how dope the world can be. We get to live both sides of the world as adults, and I'm a firm believer of trying my hardest to keep the bad side of the world away from my kids. But we all know that that's damn near impossible. They will feel the rougher side of the world, and that's where leading by example can really help. Think about the times you went somewhere and held the door for someone, and a whole crew of people walks by without saying thank you. How does that make you feel? I'll tell you what, if my kids aren't around, I'm the type to say thank you really loud, so you can hear what you should be saying. When the kids are around, well, things change a bit. Most times I'll keep my mouth quiet and proceed to tell my kids why the person in front of us was a jerk and how they themselves should be better. Hey, I would be lying if I told you I stood quiet all the time, though. Leading by example could get fuzzy. Sometimes I'll say thank you real loud with the kids there as well. I'm not doing it to start trouble. Most times people will continue to ignore me. I hate that shit. Well, sometimes they might turn around and say, yo, my bad, thank you. I do it because I want to teach my kids not to let anyone run over them. If you believe in something cold-heartedly, sometimes you have to do shit to make it known, and sometimes you fuck up. I hate bullies. I hate people that take advantage of others. Sometimes I got to teach my kids to stand up for what's right, but with some limitations. I'll leave that to you to decide how far you take it and when. Another reason leading by example is great is because you get to show your kids what is possible. You get to show them what working hard can get them, what being a great person could and should look like, what fulfilling your dreams is all about. Those things matter, and if you're a minority like me, we need to see more of what success looks like. Our kids need it. When I quit my job 9 years ago, I did it because I had everything people deemed was needed to be a success. I had a home I owned. I had multiple college degrees. I had a great job. All great. But I wanted more. I wanted to own something. I wanted to leave something for my kids that will make them proud and myself. I wanted to show them that dreams do come true when you work hard at it. It started as a challenge to myself, and it turned into, damn, I got to make this work because my kids are watching. Now, if my company fails, the win is still secured. I led by example, and my kids know that anything is possible because dad didn't say it was, but because dad showed them it was. And that's important to me. One of the byproducts of leading by example is that you get to instill your values on your kids, and you get to do it in a natural way without feeling like you're forcing them upon them. We all know how important values are, but how do you instill them? That's where leading by example is huge. Now you get to teach them your values without boring them. My pops did a really good job instilling his values on me without making it a task. He involved me in things that showcased his values as much as possible. Maybe he didn't plan on it working that way. Maybe he was just living life. But it turned out that I was learning what values were important to him by simply watching him. I saw how he showed empathy for others by the way he interacted with others. Even the drug addicts got respect from my father. To him, everyone was human. But he also didn't let an encounter with an addict on the block go to waste. He would use moments like that to jokingly tell me, "Jimmy, don't ever do drugs. You don't want to be a zombie, right?" It was his way of telling me that if I did the wrong things, I could turn into that very person. That person that we didn't want. That person that my dad didn't want me to turn into. That person that I didn't want to become. It's a weird way of doing it, but it worked. Many of the values I have in me came within weird lessons, and I'm thankful to be able to do the same, but with a little bit more explaining with my kids. My kids are sheltered compared to me. Any chance I get to use a real-world lesson, I use it, just like my dad did. Another cool byproduct of leading by example is that you become a better person in the long haul. Think about it. If you're always thinking about how something you do comes off to your kids, you might do certain things less. I know it has helped me tremendously, especially with how I treat people. Like the story about holding the door and people not saying thank you. Man, listen, young James wouldn't have hesitated to say something dumb and sometimes rude to the offenders. I was young and sometimes really dumb. All right, to be honest, my friends and I were straight up embarrassing at times when we felt disrespected. Knowing that my kids are watching me makes me think a little longer before I react. It gives me patience, but also raises my level of empathy. It makes me a better all-around person because I know my kids are watching me. Superman can't be looking foolish out here. Every day is a chance to get better, and that's what I'm doing. But it doesn't always work as planned. I'm here to keep it real with the community. Leading by example is a great thing, but let's be serious. We all fuck up. Maybe it's a light fuck up, like screaming at someone to say thank you. Or maybe it's worse, like driving up to someone who cuts you off, lowering your window, and then letting them have it. Curses galore. I love that shit, but it sends the wrong message. And yes, I'm 1,000% guilty of this. And I do it often. Kind of embarrassing, but it happens. Leading by example doesn't mean that you're perfect every day. We fuck up, and anyone who thinks otherwise is perfectly dumb. What matters is that we do more good than bad. You gotta treat it like the stock market. You want to pick more winning stocks than losers, but you will still pick losers. You will still mess up when all you want to do is get it right, and that's okay. It's what you do on the next round that matters. Maybe you remember that the kids are watching your every move and will refrain from taking the same action twice. Heck, twice is being nice. I might fuck up 3 to 4 times before I go on a good streak with the kids around. But even when you mess up, as long as you know they are watching, you can fix it. You can use your conversational skills. You can suck it all up and admit that, hey, sometimes dad isn't perfect. And then you can focus on doing better the next time around. Leading by example is easier said than done, but it gets easier once you believe in its importance. And man, it is important. Since they are always watching, now you get to teach them how to move in this crazy world, while also showing them the possibilities this crazy world has to offer. They say every next level of life demands a different version of you. Leading by example allows you to get better every day, even when you mess up. Every different version of you that comes along doesn't change who you are. It adds another weapon to your arsenal that your kids can learn from. Leading by example can't be done without making your presence felt. You know what to do, fellas. Lead the way. And remember, they can't mimic greatness unless you show it to them. Make it happen. We matter. Fatherhood is lit.